So we have a studio full of guests at the moment as Ron Rivard, the superintendent of the Ripon Area School District, joins us, also business manager Jonah Adams. And we have a couple of committee members who are serving to organize a referendum. We have Emmy Jess and Jesse Johnson. I think that's everybody, is it, Ron?
You got it, Bob. Thanks for having us today.
Okay. Well, before we get to the referendum, let's just kind of recap what's going on with the greenhouse and the animal shelter, because that's kind of been moving through the processes. So,
yeah, absolutely. So last week we had the opportunity to speak with the Plan Commission and answer some questions as they were contemplating a rezoning application for us. And I'm happy to say that the Plan Commission moved that forward to the City Council, and we are looking forward to the next step in that process after the rezoning hopefully takes place. So official action hasn't happened yet. And yesterday at our school board meeting, we spoke with our FFA alumni group and our agri-science teacher, and they're poised and ready for the next step in that process should we get that approval.
How's that fundraising going for that? That was one of the big things, right?
Yes. Yeah. Great memory. The fundraising update that we received yesterday was that the alumni group is already ready to contribute $75,000 towards the project, and they anticipate the entire project, as the scope sits today anyway, to be just under $400,000. So we're looking at phasing in a project because there's two pieces of it, a greenhouse piece and a potentially an animal shelter side of it. So we would be fundraising for that greenhouse section first and to complete that first phase before moving into a second phase, again, with the proper approval, of course. We're just waiting on those pieces at this time.
Okay. Do you want to set up the referendum and where we're at in the process? I believe you have to formulate a question first, right?
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. So we shared a timeline yesterday. And Emmy and Jesse and Jonah and I, we're in the beginning stages of that timeline. And that first step for us is to gather some feedback and engage with all of our employees. And then the second step is a community engagement piece and learning from our community and gathering their feedback, which, to your point, helps our board develop the referendum question, which will happen in August. Well, that's the timeline. Anyway, the deadline for them to develop a question is August for a November election. So that's where we're at as of today. We've met as a team. We've met in two of our four buildings so far, and we have two more yet to go before we speak with our community members.
All right. Who do we want to talk to next?
Well, I think Jesse might be able to give a little bit of background on some of the historical pieces surrounding Ripon and referenda.
All right, Jesse, pull that microphone into you.
All right, thank you. So Ripon has historically supported our referendums. We have operational referendums going back to 2009, and those have been funds that have supported the operations of our district, keeping things like status quo, our class sizes, our programming, nothing fluffy or more than what we need just to keep things, you know, good and serving the students and the community. So like I said, over the years, the community has been really supportive of the referendum, and we're really grateful for their support that we can continue to provide that high-quality education for our students.
So you're saying it's a no-frills approach, right?
Correct.
Right. Okay. Jonah?
Yes, I want to just share a little bit about what an operational referendum is. In Wisconsin, school districts operate under a set revenue limit per pupil, and that amount varies widely from district to district. It can range from about $11,000 per pupil in some districts to $33,000 per pupil in others. And we kind of sit on the lower end of that range. Our per pupil revenue limit is $11,683 per pupil. This ranks 204 out of 368 K-12 school districts. So 203 districts receive more revenue per pupil than we do, and 75 districts receive at least $1,000 more per student than we do. So the way to exceed the revenue limit is to have operational referendums that allow us to receive additional revenue. Ours are expiring. There are two types of operational referendums, recurring, which are permanent, and non-recurring, which are temporary. We currently have two non-recurring referendums that total $1.35 million. And so with these referendums in place, our mill rate is $6.36 per $1,000 of property value. Our tax rate for school district ranks 236 out of 368 districts. So we feel like we give our community a good value with our operational referendums in place and all of the other tax levies that we have. As Jesse was saying, this funding supports essential needs like curriculum, building maintenance, updated technology, staff salary and benefits, and everyday supplies.
Okay, where next?
Well, so a part of our work around the referendum is also going to be done in conjunction with our strategic planning mm-hmm. that is was approved by our board back in January. And we are going to be utilizing the feedback from the community and from our staff around the referendum to prioritize what will be supported operationally. And those operational supports are also in turn going to help us with our aims from our strategic plan. So the goals that we set up, it's a complementary relationship, Bob, I guess is the best way I can explain it to you. So the goals that we establish through strategic planning will be supported by the operational funds, and those priorities are going to align. And we're going to work really hard to make sure that we're providing that great service that Jonah talked about in a way that I'm going to steal your words in a no frills way that just say, here's what we need to do. These are our priorities. And how do we accomplish that and provide the community with the service that we believe is strong and continue to do that not only now, but for years to come as well.
Okay. Do we want to work Emmy into the conversation?
Yeah, well, Emmy's going to talk about how we're going to gather some feedback from people, I think.
Okay. Go ahead, Emmy.
Perfect. Yeah. So if there's one message that we want to make sure as we're in this exploratory phase of a potential referendum, if there's one message that we want to make sure our community members hear, it's just that their voice matters. We'll be creating lots of opportunities along the way, not only for our staff members, but for our community members, including parents and even non-parent community members, to give feedback. Any future decision that we make, we would want to be representative of the priorities and values of our community members. So a referendum, if it were to come to that point, is ultimately a community decision, and we really look at it as a district that way. So we want to make sure that people are engaging, they're asking questions, they're providing feedback, and ultimately, again, at the end of the day, on November 3rd, if it comes to this, that they're voting.
So is there going to be some type of survey, did you say? Or?
Yep. So along the way, we'll be creating different community surveys, again, parent surveys, collecting staff feedback. We want to make sure that we're hearing from all of the voices in the Ripon community.
All right. So you got your work cut out for you then.
We do. We do. We're excited about the project, though, Bob, because all of the feedback that we're going to gather that Emmy just talked about is going to help our board draft that question and help align those priorities. That's really our job is to use two ears and one mouth proportionately and do a lot of listening and respond in kind based on what our community believes the greatest needs are and what our priorities are in order to maintain the level of education that we're currently providing.
So I imagine you'll have some type of separate page on your website devoted to referendum information.
Yeah, actually there's already a page there that has the archive of all past referenda since 2009 that Jesse mentioned earlier, and we'll be continuing to add to that with an FAQ page that evolves over time as we continue to gather that feedback.
All right. We're running out of time. Any other points that the four of you want to make? So,
Maybe not referendum related directly, but just want to say congratulations to our newest board member, Preston Benton, for his successful candidacy. He took his oath last night at our meeting, and we're looking forward to having him serve on our board, and just wanted to wish him well.
Good luck to him. 18, he's got the whole wide world open to him. So
indeed, good. Indeed.
Well, thank you, all four of you, for coming in this morning. Really appreciate it. So, yeah.
Thank you, Bob.
Thank you, Bob.
Thank you.
And we do appreciate them joining us this morning. That was Ron Rivard, also Emmy Jess, Jesse Johnson, and Jonah Adams here talking a little bit about the upcoming referendum the Ripon Area School District will have on the November ballot.